This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What you might call the Twitter of China has reportedly hired two big financial firms to create an initial public offering of stock for Weibo. The Financial Times says the parent company, Sina, is looking to value itself at something like $7 billion. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us now from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So here we have what's known as China's version of Twitter, with tens of millions of users going public. What do you think now?
Well, I think for the Sina Corporation, which runs Weibo, this was a case of sort of better sooner than later. Weibo has only been around for 5 years, and it enjoyed incredible popularity in its first few years. But in the past year and a half, it's had some problems, starting with the government.
Now, China's government, of course, blocks Twitter and Facebook, and it censors Weibo posts. But did the problems go beyond that with the government?
Well, under Xi Jinping's new administration, the government began to arrest Weibo users based on what they were posting. The government also established a new law that if you posted what it considered to be a rumor and it was reposted more than 500 times, you could be sent to prison. And while all of this was happening, an instant messaging service called WeChat quietly began taking away Weibo's users. And now WeChat, which is run by the company Tencent, is the hottest social media platform in China. Today, I spoke to Michael Clendenin of Red Tech Advisors about Sina's problems, and here's what he said.
Sina had 12 to 18 months when they had all the mind share of their users totally focused on them. They just didn't evolve the product fast enough.
So how does the parent company Sina plan to persuade investors that it still has many good days ahead?
Well, it announced today it would be investing more money into new products that would presumably compete with WeChat. But I think the biggest problem for Sina is how to make Weibo a profitable long term. It hasn't figured out a way to make much ad revenue off the site. And with all this competition from WeChat and a government crackdown on internet users in China, long term growth could be a problem.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.